The HaTorah niknet ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Initiative. My name is Chana Ringel, and today we'll be discussing numbers 46 and 47. Hamachkim et rabo, one who quote-unquote makes his teacher wiser, and Hamachavin et shmuato, one who aligns what he has learned. Hamachkim et rabo, one who makes his teacher wiser. Is the Mishnah suggesting we educate the educators? What is the intention here? Our goal, always, is to maximize our learning experience such that it penetrates our very being and shapes our thoughts, feelings, and actions. One is indeed encouraged to challenge his or her Rav, teacher, and this will bring more truth into the world. We are not concerned about the durability of the product being taught. Torah is an endless source of truth and learning, and the more we push to go deeper, the more is revealed. The richer our lives become, and the greater the Kiddush Hashem. The Maharal explains that we are not trying to school our teachers. Rather, we are sharpening them by exposing their wisdom. Umi talmidai yoter mikulam. Rabbi Chanina says, I have learned from all of my teachers, and from my students more than from all. He credits his students for being his greatest source of learning. Rashi, on these words, along with other Rishonim, cite the story of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who challenged every halacha taught by his Rav, Rav Yochanan, with 24 kushiot, questions, to which Rav Yochanan then provided as many answers, opening up new corridors of thought and understanding. When Rav Shimon died, Rav Yochanan bemoaned teaching without having the challenges brought by Rabbi Shimon. As it says, it expanded halacha in the world. This also enables us as students to learn how to challenge and ask hard questions when we are being taught, to evaluate our intention, perhaps our tone and our style of asking. The Mishnah sets the stage that the student is empowered with increasing the wisdom, hamachkim. But in that very moment when the student is increasing the teaching and the learning, the teacher is still called and viewed as rabbo, his teacher. This empowers us to propel our learning forward with the deference to our teachers that will enable us to learn better. A different perspective is to hear the Mishnah simply telling us how to perceive our teachers, hamachkim. We should view them as wise and that they have something valuable to offer. If we put down our cynicism, dismissiveness, our insecurities, and maybe even our fear of learning something new that may make us uncomfortable or obligate us to shift our actions, we would be incredible receptacles for growth. Our challenges should be motivated by delving deeper into the wisdom available to us through our teachers. I often think of it as peeling back infinite layers of an onion, exposing new ideas and ways of seeing things. When we can be honest and recognize that our pushback may be from some internal trigger that's actually acting as an obstacle to our growth, and we can let that go, our questions will stem from a sincere openness to grow, and we'll be able to acquire undreamed of levels in Torah. The 47th trait or tool, ha-mechavein et shmuato, is more difficult to translate. The root of mechavein is kivun, as in direction or intention, to align, and shmua often implies not just a particular teaching, rather a teaching that is key to the transmission of the Mesorah. Most commentaries explain this to mean that one should be meticulous in quoting their Rav's exact words or teaching and not deviate from it, adding nothing of their own. The Maharal, however, interprets this as the ability to align our independent thoughts with the Mesorah of our Rav, reflecting a true understanding. Only when one truly understands the mahalach of his Rav or her Rav will one be able to apply the Rav's approach to new situations. The Maharal also sees this as a tool of something that is beino levein atzmo, between a person and themselves, an internal conversation of contemplating, how will I actually internalize what I learned? How can I take this and direct it into my life? This is very different for every individual. The Midrash Shmuel explains this as the imperative to learn until one understands the intention and root of what is being taught. He explains, if we don't truly understand something, even if I can repeat to you what I learned by heart, I will be likely to forget it. Learn with intentionality. The path to imprinting the learning into our hearts is true understanding. I can't help but notice that there's a slight ambiguity in the word shmuato, his learning, his piece of Mesorah. Who is the his? Is it the Rav or is it the student? I'd like to suggest that that's exactly the message and this idea that we are being taught about the importance of aligning with Masorah, and perhaps the consistency in message would render no distinction between the teachings of the Rav and the student. His Shmua are one and the same for the Rav and the student. These ideas relate to every aspect of our learning, if it is in the realm of philosophy and fundamentals, halacha, improving our midot. There is room for challenge, and there is demand for integrity in how we learn, how we question, how we hear, and how we teach. As heard from Rabbi Mark Drach, the relationship between these two ideas we learned, making our teachers wiser and aligning our understanding and learning precisely with Masorah, reflect on what could be a tension between the freedom of intellect and deference to Masorah. By recognizing this, the Mishnah actually empowers us to see how these ideas complement one another beautifully. Thank you for learning together today.